There are more women running for Congress than ever before, shattering even the record set in 2018. This time, it's driven in part by record numbers of Republican women on the ballot. Lisa Desjardins has our report on what the GOP has done and why they still need what they still need to do to close the wide gender gap in the House.
They call the race.
This could be the face of change in the Republican Party.
Give me some elbows.
Nancy Mace is running to be the first South Carolina woman ever in Congress, and part of what some hope is a gender shift for Republicans. Both parties have gender gaps. In the House of Representatives, 88 Democrats, or 38%, are women. But it is a chasm for House Republicans with just 13 women, a tiny 7% of their ranks right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Enter Mace and a new class of candidates. She's a single mom who represents the Lowcountry near Charleston in the State House now, and who broke barriers early in life as the first woman to graduate from South Carolina's military institution, the Citadel.
It's not just Democrat women that are breaking barriers or breaking glass ceilings.
Mace means this. A record 94 Republican women are on the ballot for the House of Representatives this year, nearly double the number 2 years ago. Then a wave of new Democratic women entered the House and got Republicans' attention.
On 2018, it sounds like, was that a kind of a call to action?
I really do believe it was. We lost some amazing incumbent women, and my colleagues, we all, you know, really did look and say, can we do differently going forward?
Indiana Republican Congresswoman Susan Brooks, who will retire this year, headed up the recruitment of female candidates this cycle. A frequent concern she hears, is Congress worth the effort?
Because they very much, all across the board, want to make a difference. They don't want to waste their time. They want to know that what they're going to be doing is really making a difference.
This during renewed attention on and excitement for conservative women.
Good morning. Welcome, Judge.
With the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
This hearing to me is an opportunity to not punch through a glass ceiling, but a reinforced concrete barrier around conservative women, you're going to shatter that barrier.
But that energy hasn't yet translated to more seats in Congress. Party leaders like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have been asked.
Why do you think the gender gap is wider now than it has been previously?
Well, it's an interesting question and something I'm not happy with, and I hope we can improve in the coming weeks and years.
Ms. Brooks.
Brooks also says she's unsure, but points to money.
But I do know historically the women candidates have had a harder time fundraising. And so we haven't had the ability to break through our primaries.
There's also a leadership gap. House Republicans have just one woman in leadership, Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and just two are the highest ranking on their committees. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said gender shouldn't be a factor for Cheney or anyone in politics.
She's not defined by being in my conference because she's a woman. She's defined by being in my conference because she got elected, because she's the best person for the job.
That creates a tricky situation for Republican women. Julie Conway created and runs ViewPAC, a group focused on electing more GOP women.
Historically, Republican women have had a bit of a challenge because gender politics, identity politics on the Republican side wasn't really taken too seriously. It was always the concept that the best candidate will emerge from a primary and that person will be our candidate in the general. Unfortunately, there's not a level playing field in terms of electing Republican women and Republican men.
Even in this record group of candidates, you can see that. Of the 94 Republican women running this year, 11 are in Congress now, and just 14 others are seen as having a chance to win.
I'm Nancy Mace. I learned my Lowcountry values.
That includes Mace in a high-dollar race with freshman Democrat Joe Cunningham, who has touted an environmental record for the coast. She's blunt about the system overall.
Do you think that politics is still a boys' club?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
And she sees the ballot as one piece of the puzzle.
Being in elected office is not enough. We have to have our voices heard.
For Republican women, a push to be heard and to be a larger force at the table in Washington. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.